What's going on, everyone? Episode 38 of this station. I want to say thank you to the listeners out there. And Claudia is going to Donna, Texas, which is in South Texas, to go pick up her sister. She's going with a couple of family members later this evening. And I don't know, I don't really like it. I wish she wasn't going because, you know, it's a rough drive, but she's gonna have two other dudes driving, so I know I'm gonna keep track with her, see how she's doing. But today I want to talk about materialistic people. Now, we all grew up not having the things that we wanted, rather being, you know, no one, well, the people I know didn't grow up with a silver spoon in their mouth, so you know, and we pretty much crave the things that we didn't have growing up, or we, you know, in our earlier years didn't have. And, you know, that could be anything, you know, a pool, or the type of car we wanted, or jewelry, or, you know, anything that is pretty much materialistic. And, you know, people still hold on to stuff like that. You have to think of it in a way that, you know, yeah, you didn't have these type of things growing up, but you can spend that in a good way. That can give you drive to go out, work harder to get the things you wanted, and then, you know, constantly, not just in materialistic stuff, but like a better life for yourself. So, and, you know, just to keep in mind, man, cars, you know, houses and stuff like that, they're good. But to me, it's like, I want to experience life. I want to travel. I want to see different places, meet different people. Because you have to think, we're in this day of age, we're able to travel to all over the world. Not like, you know, back in the 18 or you know, 16, 1700s, to where people just farmed their land and they pretty much died in the same place that they was born. No, we're able to travel in like, what was it, even day, from hours to days, depending on where you want to travel. So what I'm trying to say is that don't get caught up on the objects of life. Get caught up in the meaning, because objects, the materialistic objects, they come and go, like cars. What happens when you buy a car? As soon as you drive off the lot, the value depreciates, because, you know, it's a car, man. It's meant to be driven and meant to, you know, do all these things. But at the same time, like everything else, it loses its value. Unlike yourself, if you invest in yourself, continue to learn stuff, you start increasing your value. Now, a lot of people would be like, well, my value, like, I'm a person, you know, what I know is what I know. Not exactly, dude. You can always build on yourself, how you say, staying hungry, you know. A lot of people say, oh, stay hungry, whether it be like in the gym or whatever, in life. To me, staying hungry is like always getting to that point. Like, you're accomplishing one thing in your life, but you're not just setting your goals high on that one. You're not just setting your goals low on that one thing. You're constantly building. Okay, I met my goal here. I want to go up and up and up. Now, and also learning things, man, because there's always something to learn. If you're not learning something new every day, it's like you're pretty much wasting time. So that's what I mean, like bringing yourself value. You have to go out, you have to learn. And these new skills or trades will take you a lot farther than that car or that watch that you want, you know? Because everything else gathers rust, except your mind too, if you don't, you know, continue to learn. So go out there, learn something new. See you guys later. Have a good Friday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.